over the past 4 or 5 days, since this story has been running, effectively since the New Statesman editorial, why haven't you and your colleagues been sort of on the airwaves permanently backing your leader? I was looking at your Twitter feed earlier. Not once in the past few days have you backed Ed Miliband on your Twitter feed.
But I'm his deputy.
You should be out there. You should be on the Sunday Politics. You should have been on Andrew Marr, all these programmes over the weekend. None of you were.
Well, because I don't want to be feeding the notion that there is a problem when in fact there is not a problem. And I want to be on the airways talking about the health service and opportunities for young people and insecurity at work and the cost of living crisis. And actually,
But if none of you do it, what ordinary people read into
this? It's not true that none of us did it. There was people on all the programmes, shadow cabinet people.
Who?
There was Caroline Flint, there was Chuka Ramunna,
Caroline Flint's
Ed
endorsement
Balls.
Was slightly lukewarm.
No, it was not lukewarm. It was
absolutely... Well, the
bit I heard was. No. Ian, trust me, this is, there is a kind of creation of a sense of something that is not the case. And I've just come hot-footing it, I have to say, from the Parliamentary Labour Party meeting. And really what everybody is concerned about in the Labour MPs is the job prospects, the fact that the economic recovery doesn't seem to be making people better off. And you saw Ed Miliband giving a very important speech about Europe of all issues at the CBI and immigration. So actually, honestly, I'm just telling you, I'm not here to tell you fairy tales, but actually I know what a split party looks like, and we are not a split party.
We've got
a couple of people who are feeling a bit wobbly as the election gets near.
I just find it odd that you in particular, as his deputy, did not tweet in his support, and as far as I know, haven't said anything until you've come onto this programme now, which I'm grateful that you've waited to come to now, but...
I retweeted the I'm backing Ed, but everybody... Honestly, is there a question mark in anybody's mind? Is there a question mark in your mind, Ian, as to whether I support Ed Miliband? No, there isn't really. I mean, honestly.
Well, I,